Today on Capitol Hill, the congressman who once chaired the powerful Ways and Means Committee tried to defend himself. Democrat Charles Rangel lost a crucial round in his battle against ethics charges. In a hearing about the paper trail of evidence against him, a subcommittee of the House Ethics Committee decided to start weighing his guilt or innocence. That decision came after Rangel walked out of the proceedings. NPR's Peter Overby was there.
Rangel has represented Harlem for more than 40 years. He's been under investigation for 2 years, a seemingly permanent cloud that forced him to give up the gavel of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. But it only took about 30 minutes today for lawmakers to brush off his protest and for Rangel to walk out. Rangel wanted more time because he has no lawyer. He had one who withdrew just last month. Rangel said he doesn't have the time to get a new one, or the money either.
You've seen the racket. $2 million already. And I've been advised that this hearing could cost me another million.
So Rangel, 80 years old, the man whose committee wrote the law on taxes, trade, and entitlement programs, sat by himself at the defense table. He wore a brightly striped tie, and his pocket kerchief was a bright crimson. But his lack of a lawyer did not deter the Ethics Committee chairwoman, California Democrat Zoe Lofgren.
The retention of counsel is up to the respondent, whether you are to hire it at your own expense, through your campaign committee, or through a fund, is your decision, not the committee's decision.
All I'm asking, if I agree with you 100%, Madam Chair, all I'm asking for is the time to get counsel.
But the Ethics Committee wants to wrap the case up, so Lofgren moved toward considering the evidence.
I gather that you do not object to the admission of the evidence that has been proffered by committee counsel.
Well,
I
object to the proceeding, and I, with all due respect, since I don't have counsel to advise me, I'm going to have to excuse myself from these proceedings.
Which he proceeded to do, looking like someone who had just passed the point of no return. The subcommittee then delved into the evidence, more than 550 documents and affidavits. Rangel faces an array of charges, omitting financial information from disclosure statements and tax returns, skirting the building code when leasing apartments in New York City, and using his Ways and Means chairmanship in soliciting money for a college project bearing his name. Rangel has said he was sloppy, negligent, but never corrupt. Democrat G.K. Butterfield of North Carolina asked about Rangel's claim.
Do you see any evidence of personal financial benefit or corruption?
And he got this answer from the committee counsel, Blake Chisholm, who's acting as prosecutor.
I see no evidence of corruption. It's hard to answer the question, personal financial benefit. I think the short answer is probably no.
And that led to this exchange between Chisholm and Republican Mike Conaway of Texas.
So you're saying then, sir, that sloppiness is a defense?
I don't believe it's a defense at all. In fact, I believe that it's a violation of the rules.
Now the adjudicatory subcommittee is weighing the evidence. If it finds that any count against Rangel is proven, the full ethics committee will consider sanctions for the House to vote on. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.